For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. America's 45th president leads the nation in grieving for the 41st. Surrounded by family, George H.W. Bush died on Friday night at his home in Houston. When he ran for the GOP presidential nomination in 1980, he was said to have one of the most impressive resumes in politics. Congressman from Texas, UN ambassador, envoy to China, the head of the Republican Party, and the director of the CIA. Though he lost to Ronald Reagan, he was asked to join the ticket.
George Bush is the candidate for vice president.
He served as a loyal vice president for 8 years before becoming the 41st president in 1989.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
George H.W. Bush was 94. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A North Korean soldier has escaped and made his way across a still heavily fortified border to defect to South Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
It was just over a year ago that a North Korean soldier survived multiple gunshot wounds by his own comrades as he escaped across land into the south. What's interesting, and could now set back inter-Korean cooperation, is that this latest case is the first known defection since the Koreas each destroyed 10 frontline guard posts and demined part of their border area on Friday.
The Kansas City Chiefs released running back Kareem Hunt after video surfaced that showed the NFL's reigning rushing champion knocking over and kicking a woman in a Cleveland hotel last February. The team issued a statement shortly after the NFL had placed Hunt on its commissioner exemption list. It said Hunt had lied when asked about the incident by team officials. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The world's largest hotel chain is the latest company to have to explain why their data was compromised. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Marriott says someone breached its Starwood guest reservation database and that it's potentially exposed information belonging to over 500 million of its guests. The hotel chain says it discovered the breach last week and is taking steps to fix the security breakdown. Marriott says the database included information on guests who'd made reservations at Starwood hotels on or before September 10th of this year. Some of the compromised info includes credit and debit card numbers and their expiration date. Marriott has set up a website and a call center to answer questions about the breach. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A strong earthquake has struck near Anchorage, Alaska. With more, here's John Clemens.
Seismologists at the U.S. Geological Survey report a very strong earthquake at Port McKenzie that is 7 miles outside of Anchorage. Seismologist Paul Caruso.
The magnitude was 7. The location was approximately 13 kilometers or about 7 miles north of Anchorage, Alaska.
Caruso tells us this was a very strong earthquake.
Yeah, it's very strong. People felt intense shaking there, and there's significant damage, of course.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.